Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, let's hop right into the Lake Show. I am back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs. Full shows. Twins done. We've got Major League Baseball on the televisions. Timberwolves preseason game tonight against the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk plenty of sports throughout this evening. And I have to start in the sports realm with the Minnesota Vikings, because the Minnesota Vikings have a problem. And I think that we need to just head on, address it, because the Vikings have a problem, and it's about to be magnified even more. And it involves J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings are in a really, really tough spot. Not because Carson Wentz, in the two games of the three that he's played, has looked solid. And you got victories. Okay? It isn't just about a Carson Wentz versus J.J. McCarthy. Oh, do you leave Carson in there? Or do you put J.J. back in there? It's not as simple as that. It's more complex than that. And it has everything to do with J.J. is under the microscope even more so now, at least with me, than he's ever been. And I say that I'm looking at him and I'm going to be more critical of him and assessing him and analyzing him even more with him being the starter, in that he has to start after the bye week. Do I think that J.J. McCarthy right now is better positioned and good enough for the Minnesota Vikings to collect more victories and be a contender in this division than Carson Wentz? The answer is no. Not in my opinion. I think that right now, just based on experience and his talent, because he's talented enough, we've seen over the course of the last three, I think that you would win more games right now. I'm not saying forever, but right now with Carson Wentz as your starter. He gets rid of the ball quicker, better decision-making, all that stuff. But the reason why you got to go back to J.J. is pretty simple to me. You have to find out what you have. And you got to take the lumps this season. I know, and I don't even want to – that's not what I want to do. It's what you have to do. It's what you – you have to figure out if J.J. has got anything. He's played 8 quarters of football, 7 of them horrible. Or in the words of Charles Barkley, terrible. It's been bad. I believe that you have to go to J.J., even though I would like to see Carson Wentz remain the starter, and you just kind of ride it out. But the reason why I'm going to be more critical of JJ, not because I don't like JJ. I've never met JJ. I'm just observing. And I mean, I've been out to training camp and stuff like that, whatever, but I've never like had a one-on-one with him or anything like that. I don't know anything about him. New father, fiance, whatever. Happy for him. The reason why you have to figure it out right now and you got to put him back out there is because have y'all paid attention to all the other quarterbacks in that draft class? Have y'all seen that Bo Nix has been decent? Actually, Bo Nix was better last year than he's been this year, but the Broncos are winning. We all know what Jaden Daniels has done. Caleb Williams is getting better. Like, all these quarterbacks, Drake May, we see what he's doing with the Patriots. You got to play JJ right now. You can't have all these other quarterbacks in that draft class playing well and this guy riding the bench. You got to figure it out right now. Are you with me? Or are you like, no, no, no. Pump the brakes. Carson's got the hot hand. 651-461-9226. Because I'm dead serious. Do I think that you'll collect more wins right now this year with Carson Wentz in there right now? Yes. Has Carson Wentz done anything to be pulled? No, not necessarily. Now, he hasn't blown the doors off. Carson Wentz hasn't went in there and done a Sam Darnold where you're like, okay, we got to leave him in there. No. But you got to see what JJ is all about. You have to see if he can. Now, maybe this will be a situation where JJ just can't stay healthy, right? Like, knee last year, ankle right now. What if he comes back in there and in a couple of weeks he has to leave early again? Who knows? We'll see. But right now, after the bye week, JJ, to me, has to be the starter.
I think it's an easier answer because of Carson Wentz's shoulder injury. I want to see what we're looking at when Carson Wentz, after the bye, and how we're looking going into that game against Philadelphia. I do agree that you do need to see what JJ McCarthy gives you. He's the franchise guy. That's not going away. You've got to give him that opportunity. The one thing that does give me pause, I don't want you to rush a guy back off of an ankle sprain, a high ankle sprain. I don't want JJ McCarthy out there at 70% or 80%. I want him out there ready to go because he doesn't have Ryan Kelly, might not have Donovan Jackson.
Doesn't
right
sound
away.
Like they're rushing him at all.
No. And if he's ready to go, that's one thing. But if you're going to look at J.J. McCarthy and say, you know what, we're going to put him out there at 80%, I want him to be fully healthy. But I think that also depends, too, right now on how healthy is Carson Wentz.
See, I don't think it depends anything about Carson Wentz. I'm not making that part of the decision making. It's not about Carson Wentz at this point. It's not about how healthy he is at all. Let's say that Carson Wentz is 100% healthy. And JJ's 100% healthy. You're going with JJ.
You are. But I also question this part of the schedule. And I know you got to throw him into the fire eventually. And
You can't hide him.
They did it. No, I know you can't hide him. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you'd be throwing him to the wolves against a team like Philadelphia. Like, there's just something about Philadelphia getting after him with a compromised offensive line. Not saying that I want Carson Wentz to go out there and fall on the metaphorical sword, because I'm a Carson Wentz guy. I love Carson Wentz. I've loved him since North Dakota State. You know, go Bison.
You can't protect him, man. I know, trying to avoid the Philadelphia Eagles. Drake May went out and beat the Buffalo Bills, who everybody had as the number one team in the NFL.
Oh, in Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. The Philadelphia Eagles, they just lost this weekend. So, we have to be in a position where we're going to just have to ride it out and figure out what this guy has. I would rather figure it out and find out now than to be waiting a year from now and saying, well, we still got to figure it out. I don't want to do the Christian Ponder thing. Like, we got to understand and figure out how good he is.
Oh, I'm not saying you ride Carson Wentz to the end of the year. I'm not saying that. But I do think if JJ is 100%, you go next week, we start to get these practice reports, and you see JJ McCarthy limited or full, limited, full. If you see him full, then I'm like, okay, let's go. But if
that's the scenario we're talking about. We're not talking about if he's injured or if he can't go. We're talking about you have to put him back out there if he's healthy. I'm not predicating the topic or the decision or the conversation around whether he's got one leg or not. It's around the fact that because we've been hearing how he's trending and positively trending to be on pace to come back after the bye. Everybody's talking about JJ coming back after the bye because everybody expects him to come back after
the bye. If he's trending to be 100% healthy, then you put him in.
Yeah.
But if he is not 100% healthy, if he is not 100% ready to go and he can't protect himself, then I think you
have... Okay, so since you're drawing up this scenario, which I didn't draw, but we'll just work with the premise that you just said, let's say that Carson Wentz isn't 100% and JJ isn't 100%, then who gets a start? Still JJ. If they're both injured.
I mean,
you see how I'm saying? I just evened it out for you. Whether you're healthy or injured, if it's equal across the board for both guys, my talking point is that you got to figure it out with JJ, and you got to figure it out right now. 651-461-9226.
No, I understand. I understand.
I'm just saying, you're putting the caveats in there, and I'm not doing that.
No, but I'm going with what we know now. I'm not going on, well, he might be healthy next week. I'm going off of what we know right now. We know that Carson Wentz is not healthy. We know that J.J. McCarthy right now is not healthy. Until we know that they're both ready to go, I can't sit here and say one is better than the other. Long term, you need to eventually find out what J.J. McCarthy is. But as of this moment, neither one of them is 100% healthy. I don't know what they're going to look like. I'm not going to deal in that hypothetical until we know next week.
Google search. These are the headlines. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, three others expected to return to practice ahead of Eagles game.
Expected. Next one.
Hold on.
Expected.
Hold on. Let me finish. Ready for on-field work. Returns to practice 9 hours ago. So they don't have a game this weekend. They have a game the following weekend. If we're basing it on just the information and the way it's trending that he's going to be healthy. We can only go by what we're seeing, what we're reporting. That's what we have to do on the show.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying that if he's trending to play, then you play the guy. Your thoughts, your reactions, your phone calls, your texts, 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the text line weighing in on J.J. McCarthy. Now, this first one is a little bit broken up from the 651. So I'm trying to follow what they're saying here. But they say, Henry, J.J. McCarthy isn't what we thought initially. He is too slow. I believe it jumps to in recovering from plays. Either the coach has to adjust the plays to meet the talent right now for J.J. or just don't play him until he is, I don't know. It cuts off and it jumps around. So thanks for the text on the 651. This one from the 612. Fun fact, the top two quarterbacks right now for QBR ratings in the NFL are Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones. This staff better find out that JJ is their guy or they will be out of a job. So let me go to another point there too. I said this to somebody last week off air, and I'll just say it publicly on air right now. And I mean this when I say it. If J.J. McCarthy is not good, Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah is gone. Gone. And should be. If that is indeed the case. If he's not any good this year or even next year, there's no way you can continue with Kwesi. Now, I think that Kevin O'Connell has done a great job of coaching up whoever he's had quarterbacking. Mm-hmm. And this team has been successful with the players that he's had. And I think that Brian Flores has been really good. I know this is going to sound like I'm taking a shot at Kwesi, but it is what it is.
No, you're being honest about it.
I think that this team has been good despite Kwesi. Not because of Kwesi. Now I know that he's added some pieces in free agency. His drafting's been bad. If J.J. McCarthy, I repeat, is not good, Kwesi will be gone and will deserve to be gone. His first draft was horrible. It doesn't take anybody to be a genius to figure out that Jordan Addison was good in a first-round talent. And Jordan Addison, which we'll get to probably a little bit later, I'm not in on Jordan Addison.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not giving him big money. That's another talk we'll get to a little bit later. But, like, Kwesi's on the hot seat. He is.
Yeah, you can miss on a lot of different positions, but you can't miss on a franchise quarterback. You can't miss on a guy that you draft in the first round, a guy that is going to be your franchise guy, because everything from the Spielman, Zimmer, clearing out the salary cap, redoing the roster, you built it in the image of what the 49ers did with Brock Purdy and the rookie deal, what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes and the rookie deal. You build around a young quarterback and you allow him to develop. I think that the drafting has not been good. I think it would be better if we didn't have that first bias that was so awful for Kwesi in that, 2022 draft. But at the end of the day, that first draft was an absolute stinker.
And it was horrible.
And you can't get away from that. And
you passed on good players.
You did. I think Kyle Hamilton probably the one that people are kicking the most. Or you trade with the Tigers and you end up, they end up getting Jameson Williams. So there's a lot in terms of drafting that Kwesi left to be desired. But I do think that the free agents did the right things in the offseason, added some nice pieces, but ultimately, the quarterback, you can't miss on it.
But the thing about it, because I give him credit for he's done a good job with free agency guys, but what part of the job do you or should you get more credit for? Drafting or free agency? I say drafting because...
Oh, drafting's how you build your team.
Yes.
That's your core.
It's how you build your team.
Yeah.
And any team that spends money should be able to get good players.
You should, but you got to spend that money wisely.
Sure.
Yeah, just because you have money, we've seen that you can win the offseason.
I get that. But when you're drafting well, you're doing it on the cheap.
Yeah. When you're drafting well, you're taking pieces and you're supplementing your roster. Ideally, you don't want your free agents to be the main core of your team. Like, you have to have your core, ideally, is homegrown and home drafted. You don't want to end up getting a bunch of guys that are, you don't want to go the Kirk Cousins route every 4 years, knowing that you got to go out there and, free agency is going to cost you money, too. It's going to cost you money.
Yeah. And you got to be able to go out and pick the right guys. And that first draft was just – let's just be honest. It set us back.
It got him way behind the eight ball, too. I think that one draft – and I'm not saying it's not warranted. But if we take away that first draft, I don't think there's as much stench on – the draft process around Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, but the problem is that got off to such an awful start.
I'm not sure about that.
Awful start.
I just that draft was so bad. You can't run off all the phenomenal picks that they made since. What are all the phenomenal picks that Kwesi's made outside of that draft? That draft was terrible. They took Addison. Mm-hmm. Like, what else jumps off to you? We're still trying to figure it out with Dallas Turner.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure it out with JJ. It's not like their picks where you're like, oh, yeah, he really did his thing right there. And what also has to be factored into that conversation is who you passed on. So they made that trade, and then Jameson Williams goes to Detroit. Jordan mm-hmm. Davis is a monster for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton
and Jordan Davis, I think, are the two. Jameson Williams.
Trent McDuffie.
McDuffie, yeah.
I mean, what are you doing, my man?
Yeah. You can look back at every draft and say, man, there were guys that we passed. Everybody passed on Lamar Jackson, when he was picked. I think that was Cordell Patterson. I think they moved up to get Cordell Patterson in that draft. But
didn't we trade back twice in that draft, in that first round?
I think we did, yeah.
So, that just... I'm sorry.
And Kwesi's, I mean, I know that wasn't Kwesi, but yeah, it's...
No, that was Kwesi.
Oh, you're talking about Kwesi. I was talking about Kwesi. Lamar. Okay, I was talking about the Lamar thing. I'm looking at it, and you have to draft better, and everything absolutely is tied to J.J. McCarthy. But at the same time, I just feel you got to make sure that he's ready. I'm not trying to be skittish with the kid because I want to see him out there as well. I feel like the ceiling with this team is higher than what it is with Carson Wentz. I really believe that. But there's a lot more unknowns with J.J. McCarthy.
All right, so let me get to a couple of texts here. Text line is definitely weighing in, 651-461-9226 from the 320. I agree with you 100%. Get him in there now to see if he's boom or bust. If they had all their O-line starters and a healthy defense and a chance to win, the division stay with Wentz. But that ain't going to happen with our injuries piling up. Just a side note, do you think that there is some regret on 49ers giving Purdy $46 million a year now that Mac Jones is doing so well? I don't think that they regret that. I think that the Niners are confident that because they got Mac Jones on the cheap. Mm-hmm. I think that they're confident that Purdy is still going to be the guy. He's never, like, he's dealing with injuries right now. I think they still believe in him. It says, find out if JJ is worth it before his three-year rookie deal is done.
And that's true. I mean, you have to find out why he's cheap.
And then they go on to say, I fear that KOC is going to ram J.J. McCarthy down our throats just to prove his point and save face as he insists J.J. is the best thing since sliced bread. Now, let me say this. Texter, you bring up a great point. I don't agree with you on that one, though. Like, I don't think he's dumb. I think that KOC is a very smart guy. If he sees that J.J. ain't the answer, I don't think he's going to force it. Like, we forced it with Ponder, and that was Spielman. And they made him. I don't think that KOC is that type of coach. I don't think. If he sees this ain't the guy, the difference is that you got Wentz in there. Wentz ain't leading you to an NFL Super Bowl either. I think that he would just ride it out with J.J. until they can go ahead and go and grab another quarterback.
See, why I feel like J.J. McCarthy is the piece long term. J.J. McCarthy was a handpicked guy by KOC and Kwesi. Like, KOC had a say in this, so it's not, you know, Kwesi is not pulling the strings like Jerry Jones is. You know, I feel like KOC kind of has the reign to do what he needs to do with quarterbacks, so I trust him.
But there's a but there, and the but is this. Caleb Williams went first. Jaden Daniels after that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the other guy that the Vikings really wanted? Drake May. He was off. Those guys were off the board. The only guy that you picked ahead of was Bo Nix. And remember, the stuff came out about Sean Payton was laughing that we took J.J. and they ended up with Bo Nix.
Because the Vikings moved up over.
Yep.
They went from 11 up to 10 to get him. They went from, what was it, 12 to 10 to jump Denver.
Hey, real quick, this is breaking news in the text line. And by the way, this is definitely talk to text, because the actual text that has come into the show says Tom Brady was picked in the sex throne. The sex throne. We know that the texter is trying to say, in talk to text, they're trying to say Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round. That's breaking news. We didn't know that Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round.
Tom Brady picked in the sex throne. Ain't nothing like a throne. Michigan man. Go Big Blue.
All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. There's a statement that I'm prepared to make after the break that some of you may disagree with. But I think after a potential World Series championship from the LA Dodgers could be a fact, we'll debate it next year. Or at least I'll give you my opinion on it next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, one of the screens or one of the televisions that we have on is on the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Playoffs?
We've got Seattle and Detroit through the first two innings. Nobody scored. And I'm rooting for Seattle in this series. The Mariners, great story. And Jorge Polanco and him hitting home runs, I'm all for it. All
right? The last few times that Seattle's won the division, they have not even gone to the American League Championship Series. So
I'm rooting for Seattle in this postseason run. But with that being said, and we're watching baseball, and as Twins fans, we want to get back to the postseason, and we want to get back to a World Series and to win one. But as I watch postseason baseball and all the baseball that I've watched in my life, I sit here and I think that we as a country, we as baseball fans, are not giving enough credit to and acknowledging that right now in this moment, we are witnessing the greatest baseball player of our lifetime. You heard me correctly. The best player in our lifetime is playing right now. And his name is Shohei Ohtani. There's been a lot of great baseball players. But we've not seen anything like this. Shohei Ohtani is... I don't even want to use the phrase unicorn. You know, they use that in sports where just the guys or gals' amount of talent that resides in their body, their skill set, their versatility, all the things that they're able to do is just like so amazing and out of this world. We need to come up with another phrase for Ohtani because he's that special. It's scary is what it is. The very first time that I saw Shohei Ohtani, I was in Kansas City and at Kauffman Stadium because there was so much, media coverage surrounding him. And I remember that first game that I saw him at the stadium. We're up in the press box and he hits one to the right baseline. He ends up with a triple on third. And I'm like blown away at his speed. I'm like, what? We go down to for postgame stuff. Me and Jay Binkley, my co-host, we're down interviewing guys and getting sound. And I'm looking up at him and how tall he is and how big he is. He is a mountain of a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they say one of one?
Yes.
I'm dead serious, you guys. I look at this guy, and he's such a freak of nature.
Freak, yes. It's, in a good way.
He's the best baseball player that we've seen. 6'5", and if you don't agree, I would take your phone call, too. 651-461-9226. We can talk about it. You can text into the show. You can offer up somebody that you think is better than Ohtani. But he hits. He pitches. Like, he does everything.
Yeah. If we talk about five-tool players, he's a six-tool player because he can also pitch. Like, it is absolutely incredible what he is able to do, and he makes it look so easy. And you mentioned how big he is. I saw him a couple times in Houston, and you look and you're like, okay, good player, and then you watch him, and it just looks so smooth, so natural. Nothing's herky-jerky about him. And he's not big and, like, muscular. You know what I mean? Not
no.
Like he...
He's just a big... He's got a big frame.
He's got a really big frame. And it is really incredible to see what he's doing. And not only doing it, but dominating everything that he is doing. He's doing better than everybody else. It is unheard of. He's doing things that, I mean, the last guy to pitch and hit like this, what, probably Babe Ruth? And the numbers, I mean, the numbers you could say Shohei Ohtani is on a better trajectory than Babe Ruth because of the dominating numbers that he has.
Well, this is the thing. I know that baseball is America's favorite pastime. And the best player that I've seen in our lifetime is from Japan. And he's 31, and he's 6'3". And let me read you off
31.
Let me read you off his stats, guys, from this season. Batting average, .282. Okay? And we know that he can do a better job from a batting average perspective. But .282, 55 home runs, 102 runs batted in, in 172 hits. And he pitches! It's insane! It is insane how good this guy is. From the 612, no one better. You got it. And this is what I would advise anybody out there to do. If you get the chance, just go see the guy. I'm dead serious. I don't care where you're at. If you have the opportunity to go see Shohei Ohtani play, please do it. You will be astounded. Like, TV does not do him justice. It doesn't.
No.
He's big. He's a big guy. It's amazing.
He's big. He's strong. He's fat. And again, 31 years old. 31 years old. This is not a guy who's doing something in the later part of his career. And this is what just makes me so mad about the Anaheim Angels is that he's in the same market as he's been for the first, 6 years of his career. And now all of a sudden he's being elevated. We could have been talking about this guy being even higher earlier in his career. It is amazing.
But that happens with a lot of guys. Like Mike Trout, we talked about him a lot. We don't even talk about Mike Trout anymore, which is
Injuries are catching up.
But even this year, he had a solid year. This year, we don't talk about him no more. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry,
how you doing?
I got to disagree with you a little bit. Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Uh huh. All right. So tell me what you got.
Well, I mean, Ohtani is, he's a superstar. But like you said, he's 31 years old. He's got a lot of experience. I'm talking about some guys that maybe some up-and-comers. I don't think we should overlook Jackson Chirio.
No. Hold on. Who was the best player that you've seen in your lifetime? That's the statement that I made.
Oh, the best I've seen in my lifetime.
Yes.
You know, somewhere between Kirby Puckett, Kent Herbeck.
I'm talking about in all of baseball.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I love Kent. Kent Herbeck's not going to be somebody. Kent Herbeck's not going to say he's one of the greatest of all time.
He'd be honored that you compared Shohei Ohtani to Kent Herbeck. I mean, you put them side by side. I can't tell the difference.
Well, hold on. What is that? You're drinking Fuji apple water. I'm drinking tea, and I got a smoothie over here. I think Jeff and Sark Rapids is hitting the tequila tonight. And Kent's my guy.
Yeah. Jackson Chirio, the best player ever. Your call's next.
Don't you think he just could be?
No.
Really?
No, he don't pitch. Not after seeing Shohei Ohtani pitch. No, there's no chance.
How about Michael Busch?
That's not even a real guy. No, I'm kidding. I know he is. No, I know he is.
Jeff, you got to be rolling tonight, man. Jeff, I will say this.
Jeff's going to create a player in MLB The Show.
I will say this.
Yeah.
The best twin that I've ever witnessed is Kirby Puckett. I'm too young to speak on Harmon Killebrew in his prime.
I saw Harmon in his prime.
Yeah.
No, that man was extraordinary.
Oh, man. Oh, no. And I met him, you know. And I just, yep. I melted in the palm of his hand at Harmon Killebrew. He was an amazing gentleman. In terms of twins, I mean, Kirby was the guy for me.
Yeah.
All right, thanks to the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. When he said Chirio, I'm like, I think he missed the initial.
I want to go off of what I think. Jackson Chirio. Just the GOAT or an icon?
I think Jeff is drunk off of churros tonight.
Churros.
It's a Taco Tuesday. Final segment of the opening hour coming up next. Oh, man. Jeff has got Chris going on the bumper music. He's even got the text line fired up from the 612. Jeff's not just hitting tequila. He's hitting all the sauces. Oh, my goodness.
I could have come back with Chumbawamba, you know. He had a whiskey drink. He had a vodka drink. He had a sour drink.
What are you drinking? You just turned your mic off in the middle of talking.
I know. I didn't. I think
everybody's drunk tonight.
I wanted to make sure a lot of that wasn't caught on microphone.
By the way, we're headed to the bottom of the third inning. Seattle has put a couple of runs on the board. They lead 2-0 over the Detroit Tigers. And I'm not anti-Detroit. I'd love to see Seattle do something.
Yeah. I mean, never been to a World Series. So it would be kind of nice to see. And I mean, I think Seattle is a very well-rounded team. Plus,
yes,
I think.
And I love Cal Raleigh.
I was going to say, I think this would help. A Yankees, I don't want to see the Yankees beat the Blue Jays.
But I don't think they're going to at this point.
No, oh my God. I mean, that Vlad Guerrero home run, that was just like, I mean, that was a masterpiece. That was a masterpiece. But if you could have Cal Raleigh and the Mariners versus Aaron Judge and the Yankees, the winner of that would be your undisputed American League MVP? Let's go M's. I mean, you want to settle it, right? That's about as close to one-on-one that you can settle it.
Yeah, let me ask this. When we talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs, let's go to each series. Who are you rooting for? Not about who's doing well and who's not doing well. Who are you actually rooting for? So Seattle, Detroit, who you like? Not in terms of who you think's going to win. I'm talking about who you like.
Seattle.
Oh, I see why. There's a protest outside of our...
Is there?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the street. I was wondering, so in the commercial break, I see a guy taking photos, and I'm like, what's going on here? I said to Chris, I'm like, he was the only guy in the middle of the street taking photos. I'm like, what's going on here? And so now all of a sudden, you guys maybe can hear a little bit in the background, the drums banging. So the entire 7th Avenue or 7th Street.
This is great because it's going to be harder for them to ticket my car. So keep protesting. Keep protesting. I don't even know what the protest is about.
I don't either.
But
yeah.
You know what?
We'll figure it out.
It's a peaceful protest going on down 7th Street. This is what America is about. A peaceful protest. No problem.
Maybe
with that
they're protesting that Jaden McDaniels is not going to play tonight in the preseason game for the Wolves at Target Center.
They're probably Jackson Cheerio fans. I mean, they're like, come on, man, he is a goat. So,
all right. So you're for Seattle. I'm for Seattle.
Yes.
Yankees, Blue Jays.
Oh, Blue Jays.
Okay, Blue Jays. I'm Blue Jays for me too. Cubs, Brewers.
I gotta go Cubs.
I don't like either one of these teams.
My Cardinal bias says go Brewers, but my Minnesota bias says I can't cheer for Wisconsin, so go Cubs.
See, me, I don't like either one of these teams. I want the Brewers to go and advance into the championship round and then get crushed. So,
okay,
I'm going to go Brewers, and then Dodgers, Phillies. You know me. I like the Dodgers. I'm a fan of Shohei. I'm a fan of – I want to see Clayton Kershaw walk off a winner. I'm Dodgers over the Phillies.
Yeah, I want both those teams to lose. I want both of them to be disqualified by Rob Manfred, so whoever wins the Cubs-Brewers gets a bye into the World Series. I don't even care.
What you got against Philly?
I don't know. I got a lot of things against Philly.
What?
Nothing against Eitan Shannon. I just don't like their fans.
Oh, you don't like the people of Philadelphia?
I don't like the people of Philadelphia. Well, see, now that's going to come off wrong. I don't like it. I don't like when fans get a little aggressive. That's all. Dial it back a little bit, folks. Dial it back a little bit. And I got good friends that are out in Philly.
Doesn't sound like it.
But, hey, I like a few people from Philly. Overall, they can kick rocks.
Yeah. I should have asked you what the out is, so this is not good time management on my part.
57-50.
Okay, all right, because you didn't tell me that. All right, so
I was going to put it on the sheet, but then I got sidetracked with the protest.
Got you. All right, I look at this, and I'm just like, and this is the position that we're always in. When the Twins don't make the postseason or the Twins are in the postseason and get bounced, then you always get – because that's what we do in sports, right? Doesn't every single fan continue to watch, but they just latch on to another team?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of in the minority there. I feel like a lot of fans just, like, check out.
No.
And they don't watch.
No, I think they do. Okay. I think they do. And then they find themselves just kind of naturally. I mean, we all hate the Yankees. We all hate the Dodgers, except for you. There are teams you're like, okay, I really want to see this team win. I want to see teams that have not had success or teams that have not had that championship. I want them to get there first. So that's why Seattle is kind of a big one for me. You know, I mean, if the Brewers won, that'd be okay, but just not the Yankees.
Hey, shout out to the text line. This is a funny text from the 612. I don't know what the big deal is about Ohtani pitching and hitting. Twins have had many position players come in and pitch in recent years.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Jeff Logic. Jeff Logic, Jonah Bride, best ever. Changed my mind.
Oh. Well done, text line. Well done.
Sometimes they get the bit, man. Sometimes they get the bit.
A Bill in Rochester says, how about a Brewers versus Seattle Mariners World Series? Two teams that have never won a World Series.
I dig it.
Bill, I don't want the Milwaukee Brewers having a shot at winning anything. Sorry.
Let's go M's.
I'll take Seattle, though. I'm fine with that. Coming up next, let's talk some National Football League rules. Football rules analyst for Fox Sports, Dean Blandino. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.